the up and running morning show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, and joining us now live on the telephone is our friend Jim Keller. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Rick. How are things there in Red Hook?
Everything's pretty good. Sun is shining, and I got empty pockets, but that's a whole nother story. And the album Sunshine in My Pocket by Jim Keller came out in 2008. And, well, Jim, you know, I'm going to bring this straight up in front of your face. You went from Sunshine in My Pocket. Your latest album is called End of the World. What happened?
Oh, my God. Well, a lot has changed, that's for sure. You know, it's interesting because that, I was telling you that is one of my favorite songs. I haven't been performing it. I'm about to do some dates in California, and I'm going to put it back in the set because I miss it. But there's the similarity is that there's a hidden in Sunshine in My Pocket is there's a dark underbelly in the lyric. But certainly not the blatant end of the world side, which, that's a whole ball game.
Well, I love the optimism anyway. And some of my favorite tunes have pretty depressing lyrics, but a happy chord signature to it. So you kind of get confused while you're listening. Like, I think it's upbeat and happy.
Yeah, well, that's part of a territory that I love, and I'm also comfortable in, is having songs that are, what do you want to call them, pop songs, whatever it is, that have that have the two things going on, that have something that can be seen, up and pop and entertaining, but that there is something else going on underneath, and that's a territory that I love playing with. And I write almost everything with Byron Isaacs, who you guys know from the Illuminators, and for almost 20 years, he and I have been doing this, and we both love that territory. So it's, it's part of the joy of songwriting.
Now, when it comes to writing with Byron, do you present to him songs and say, here's what I got, what do you think? And he adds maybe a bridge or some, he polishes it up or something?
That's what it is now, because he's been so busy for years. I'll write a song, and then he'll come in. And invariably, he can change one word. And if one line in a pop song can be the difference between something that really gets to somebody and or doesn't. And Byron is so great at finding those little twists and turns, whether it's melodically, chord change, or lyrically, many times lyrically, that is so valuable. In the old days, we used to get together and stare at each other and write a song. One of my other favorite songs is a song named Modern Girl. And, that was, which I still perform all the time. And, he and I don't know who did what, because we were both had guitars in our hands. And that just came out one day. But at this point, most of the time, it's almost like an editing thing, but he'll come in and I'll use it. Because, it doesn't matter where something comes from. If it makes the song better, that's all that matters, because that's what's important.
Yeah. Well, Modern Girl was on the album Soul Candy from 2011, and now the new album, End of the World, came out just a little while back. Are you going to be performing stuff from the new album?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cool.
It's finding a lot of it depends on who's in the band. Because the band changes all the time because they're all out on the road. I kind of find like what makes us all happy, what songs. So there's always a mix. And I just did the math. I think this is my seventh record. It's kind of ridiculous. It's too much music.
All right.
It's finding a balance, and playing the new stuff is always fun because that's where you're at the moment. So it's not like I'm playing Coliseums and there's, 10,000 people that want the 9 hits from the platinum album side. So I have a lot of latitude.
Well, Jim, we've been big fans of yours, and I know like a little while back we almost pulled together a parlor session, and we still want to do that in the near future, and we'll celebrate the release of End of the World. And may I ask, who's coming with you to Colony? And the show is tomorrow, next TC.
It's tonight.
Tonight, sorry. Next TC, Adam Minkoff's band is opening up.
So Adam produced this record, Adam Minkoff, who people are aware of and up in this neck of the woods because he does a lot of work in Woodstock and at the Ramble and so forth. But Adam produced a couple of records ago, and then he produced this one, plays a lot of the instruments on it. And he's in the band with me this time around, and he's opening with his XTC. I hate to call it a cover band because it's a little beyond that. And who else is playing? God, I'm drawing blanks. Chris St. Hilaire, who's in the Black Keys, is playing drums.
Cool.
Jake Silber, who also does some work up here, is playing bass. And then Scott Chaslin is playing keyboards.
Jacob is probably one of the most hidden gems. He is so solid when he plays.
He is really fantastic. So it's always good. I mean, there are so many incredible musicians, deep musicians in my planet. You know, whether it's in Brooklyn up here, and you know, now when I do dates in like Austin and Nashville, or when I go to California, I use players often from those areas, and it's just it's a never ending fountain of great players that are out there.
So your California band, the West Coast band, is completely different than your East Coast band.
No, the Nashville and Austin bands is totally different. Audley Freed is my man down there, and it's Audley, and basically it's Sheryl Crow's band.
Wow.
It's Audley and Jen, and then Robert Kearns from Sheryl's band. And that kind of changes, and then people sitting in. California, I'm bringing some of these guys out, but then Bob Glob from L.A. is going to play.
Wow.
Some guys from Chuck Prophet's band are going to play in San Francisco. You know, it's for me, it's just fun because I get to bring these other people into the mix, and it just it's more joy.
So how does it work out? Do you tell them to, like, go and check out your records and learn them all?
Well, these are people I know.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, I've known Bob since the 80s.
Really?
And Bob has played on a bunch of my records. You know, some, you know, it varies. You know, a lot of these guys are people that I've recorded with or played with, certainly.
Cool.
And it's not that complicated when you have great players and people who like the music. And get along with. And, you know, it's just you walk into a room, everybody's got a smile on their face, and you just play. And my songs are not that complicated. The vibe is what's important. And if people share that, you know, that those reference points that I have, then it's not, you know, then the music is what those guys bring to it. You know, I always say that is what makes it so much fun for me, is that bringing players in and what, who would, you know, so that they express themselves and they, you know, then that's what the band is those guys, you know? So it changing all the time is just kind of makes it more fun for me.
And well, also, as you mentioned, the fact that your music isn't like doing algebra, it kind of makes it at least easy to follow along, you know?
Yeah. And honestly, at this stage of my life, it's like, I'm, you know, that's part of, you know, I know that going in that, you know, I can't bring a song in that's got 15,000 changes in it. and time signatures, because it's going to get a little complicated. So
that's a
B. I don't write that way anyway. Yeah. You know, I'm a meat and potatoes songwriter. So.
I don't know. There's a lot of B minor sevenths in all your music.
It's true.
Jim Keller is our guest. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. Jim is playing this evening at Colony in Woodstock. XTC. Are there members of XTC in the band?
No, they're not.
Oh, I thought there was one member in the band.
No, there isn't. It's actually Jake is playing bass.
Oh, cool.
No, it's some folks from Brooklyn. Yeah.
Cool.
As always, Adam, does a ridiculously amazing job of everything he does. Mm-hmm. So, very cool. Yeah.
Well, you have a super talented band. Yeah. 8 o'clock, you guys go on? Or they do?
Yep.
Okay.
We go on at, they go on at 7 and we go on at 8.
All right. Colony.com for more information. Don't miss out on this great show with Jim Keller and Next TC. And what a night of music. Looking forward to heading out to Woodstock and seeing all these cats in one place, which is always a rarity, and it's happening tonight. So that's a cool thing. Jim, thanks for making that happen. Thanks for making all the great music. Folks, pick up Jim's new album. It's a doozy. It's a great record. It's called End of the World, and you'll hear a couple of tunes off it tonight in Jim's set list, plus all the 9-10 hits that we love here at KZE. I'm sure he'll dip into them. And you can have a great night in Woodstock on Rock City Road at the Colony. Jim, all the best to you, and let's get you in here, and let's hang out pretty soon.
We'd love to, Rick. Thank you very much.
All right. All the best. Knock them dead wherever you go.
Okay. All right.
And say hi to the condors in California.
Well,
all right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Jim Keller, our guest, and see him tonight at Colony in Woodstock. We'll be right back after these very important messages.
Looking for a cannabis shop that feels welcoming, informed, and local? Discover Upstate Pines in Red Hook.